and I would like to formally introduce the... Sorry. I am Keelan Dietl-Tinker. I am from Diamanthal, and I would like to introduce the Golden Rose, a group of highly skilled... You probably have no idea what I'm saying.
Deverin?
Oh, thank the gods.
My Everin is... little.
What is your name?
Prunosa Alvius Galdendragailin. What a large lizard.
Nugbar!
I never seen a Nugbar before. And what are you? An ogre?
Thank you, Prunosa, but I'm actually an orc, and Nugbar here is a dragon.
No, he isn't. Prunosa means prince.
Quite plain for royalty.
Work clothes. If you are a prince, you know the king or queen?
Yes. Allow me. Merok ni Ati Brennan.
Follow.
The young elf led them into the jungle. As the trees cleared...
Thank the fates.
A city of white stone stood before them. Houses lined along the roads leading towards a stone palace. A stairway leading to the entryway lined with columns, mumbling scattered throughout the crowd as the Golden Rose ascended to the top.
Keelan, what are they saying?
I'm getting bits and pieces. Nothing pleasant.
Oh, dear.
Krasa in Cardiff.
Apparently this is his home.
And who's the man over there?
A throne of what appeared to be pure white wood sat along the back wall. Upon that throne sat a Nazir Mana, an immortal elf, wearing a white gemstone crown and a slight smirk on his face. Standing next to him, another Nazir Mana, with a sour scowl across him. Alvius took his place to the left of the king.
Dad.
Dad means...
I know what dad means.
Even Nugbar knows what dad means.
Sifak Aik Madruid.
The king's slight smirk unfolded into a warm smile.
You need a bit of work on your grammar. I'm King Clonovius Everin Drygallen. Welcome to Harrick. How may we help you?
Does anyone else on this bloody island speak Everin?
We've come for business, your majesty.
Always business, isn't it?
Well, sir, we've come a long way, and we would request your assistance with finding a soul tree.
Soul tree?
Oh, dear.
Well, business can wait. We haven't had any new arrivals in centuries. Make yourself comfortable, and we can discuss this in the morning.
But, Your Majesty, we've been traveling for weeks.
Then you can wait a bit longer. Anyone else?
Have you any weapon craftsmen?
The young Alvius formed a grin that beamed across the throne room.
My son Alvius is a smith. Best on the island.
He's also the only one on the island.
You wouldn't happen to have a library?
Of course. Elion here will guide you around. Help yourself to any books you find. If that is all you need, then you're welcome to camp on our beach. Eat any fish you catch. Just don't bother our citizens until the morning. And I will formally introduce you then.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Follow me, dwarf.
Gnome.
Me and Nuggy are gonna go hang out with Long Ears.
Hold on, I'll come with you.
No, I may need your help in the library, you know. Reaching things.
Fine.
Come on, I'll show you my forge!
This is the Royal Library. As the King said, you may read anything you find. Just leave us at peace.
Thank you. Prick.
Well, we did just show up today, and are requesting access to the Royal Archives.
The library had long shelves leading to the room's ceiling, and a large table with stacks of tomes upon it sat under a skylight. Behind the table, two white wood chests with silver latches.
Hand me some scrolls.
Here we are.
A small clay shack with a forge in the center, with a release above it. Dozens, maybe even hundreds of fine blades, axes, and spears adorn the walls.
This is awesome.
What would you like?
Thimbus held up a small hand axe. The blade appeared to be made of a fine green steel. Slightly translucent, light wooden handle with the details of elven silver. He sat it down and noticed that the rest of the weaponry was made with the same design. Some formed differently, all masterfully made.
A great axe. One of these, but the size of a spear.
Oh, I've got a mold for one.
So, how long have you been forging?
3,000 years or so.
Did you say 3,000?
Yes?
How old are you?
5,136. How old are you?
24.
Really? And what of the dwarf? What is he? 12?
Maybe a little older. And the half-man is not a dwarf. He's a, something.
I'm the youngest on the island.
Wow, and you're an old bastard.
Bastard?
An older man.
Ah.
So your father is the king. Who's your mother?
She died when I was born.
What? I thought you were all immortal.
Well...
Emil, I think these are in Celestial. I need you to translate.
Hand them here.
I've looked up and down through here. No spell books, no ancient history. Just folklore that I've read and books on animals and plant life.
And these are children's stories.
Of course.
Here's something. A painting?
Let me see. Oh my, quite beautiful.
Who is she?
I'm not sure. I don't know much about the immortal elves.
The painting was a rich watercolor. An elven girl with white hair and green eyes stood in a forest smiling quaintly. Her eyes locked onto whoever looked at the painting.
Elian told me that elves never had any complications with birth. Never got sick. Never felt pain. Never had any troubles. Then I came along. She didn't survive but a few minutes after I was born. He called me a devil. Said I stole the queen from them. Most of this kingdom hates me.
What a prick.
Prick?
A rude person. Thimbus has so many new words to teach you. Hey, don't touch the forge. It's hot. Now, while you forge, I shall teach you Gooder Everin.
Alvius opened a barrel of thick, syrupy, emerald green ooze and began to pour it into the mold.
Ooh, what is that?
Cod Guaid. We get it from the trees.
Tree metal. Strange.
After it's been treated by heat, it hardens. I'll work on a handle.
I found a book on dragons, one on giants. This may be a guide to constructs, I can't tell.
It's been 6 hours.
Don't know if I'll have time to read all of these.
Ask if you can keep anything when we leave.
Huh. Check the chests.
Those might be private.
No locks? Huh.
The chest contained a large black tome.
Old book. Oh.
The first page of the tome read, "From the Library of Gildon Valcoran."
This was my teacher's.
I think we should ask about that one.
Almost done.
This is some great work.
Very sharp.
The weapon was long and heavy, its light wooden handle adorned with floral patterns leading to a silver head, a spike of green steel at the top and bottom of the axe. The blade was a double-fanged hook of green steel, perfectly balanced.
Perfect.
Really?
Feels like an extension of my body, connected to my soul, a piece of me.
Wow.
It looks cool as hell, too. I wish I could use it.
Follow me.
All right.
Excuse me, Elion, was it?
The elf Elion sat in the throne room on a small stone bench.
What do you want, dwarf?
I need an audience with the king.
He's resting.
Elves sleep?
Some. Why do you need him?
Does that lead to the king's bedroom?
To the right of Elion was an archway, leading to a long hallway filled with doors.
Aye.
When will he be up?
When he awakens.
Can you please talk to me like I'm an adult?
Are you? I can never tell with the constructs.
Construct?
Listen here, you bastard. I will not be talked down by you. We were welcomed here by the king, and I would like to talk to him.
Take that tone again with me. Have your tongue cut out.
The king stood in the archway, wrapped in blue silken robes, banded silk trousers, leaned upon the opening.
Sleep well?
Clonovius, these things barged in here, threatened me, and demanded your attention.
And why didn't you show them to my quarters? Come with me.
Keelan and Emil followed the king to the back right door. Inside was a large room, walls adorned with watercolor paintings of the king, the woman from the first painting, and what appeared to be a younger Alvius. In the window was a stuffed bench overlooking the island, and in the center, the largest bed Keelan and Emil had ever seen. The king sat down and patted the area next to him.
Have a seat.
Oh, I can stand.
The king asked you to sit.
Well, I'm fine standing. Put me down! I'm a grown gnome and... Oh my. This is the softest thing I've ever been on.
Hand me the book.
This is it.
No animals?
None on Harrick. The only animals I've ever seen are in my father's books.
Sounds awful. Keelan has a hound. She doesn't like getting off the ship, though. He might let you pet her if you ask, though.
I'd like that.
The forest was filled with pure white trees, topped with thick emerald leaves, thin, but over 100 feet high. And down the path, Thimbus saw it.
What is that?
A large tree with golden bark and silver leaves. Thick, luminous fruits hung from its branches. It was radiant and beautiful. A calm came over Thimbus, which was rather unfortunate, considering he came up to test weaponry.
That's Mum.
Oh, that's what?
My mother?
That's a tree.
This is her life force in this tree.
Oh. Oh, no.
You can test the axe on any tree, other than this one.
Okay, then.
Thimbus's axe nearly severed the tree in two. Dark green ooze began to leak from it, as the tree's bark began to fuse back together, instantaneously.
Whoa.
Hit it again!
Now you're a wizard, correct?
Yes, actually.
They're the only ones that are interested in old books.
Well, hurtful.
This is an old book, given to me by an old friend. It's very important to me. And you want it?
Well, when you phrase it like that...
It's yours.
What?
What?
Astounding.
Thank you.
This may be the best weapon I've ever seen.
Really?
Really.
Hmm.
I think I'm gonna head back to camp.
Oh.
What?
You're not leaving the island, are you?
Of course not. I'll be back first thing tomorrow morning.
Oh, great.
Come along, Nuggie.
Bye.
Ah, good job.
Now, take whatever you need. Don't worry about wood.
Your Majesty, this is quite generous of you.
We can talk about you repaying me later.
Oh.
I'm sure I'll think of something.
Keelan ran to the library, grabbing books and scrolls in handfuls, shoving them into his bag, then filling Emil's bag, then stacking them into Emil's hand, climbing onto the shelves and throwing them below him.
Ah! Watch it!
By sundown, Keelan had collected nearly 50 tomes, journals, and scrolls.
I grabbed everything I could find of a topic I'm unsure of.
We should probably head to the beach.
Upon the beach, the Golden Rose had lit a bonfire. Several men gathered around it, ale bottles clasped in hand, cigarette smoke forming a cloud above them, using crates as makeshift seating.
Nugbar, Thimbus, have a seat, have an ale.
Thank you, Sauron. Are we celebrating?
Of course. We've uncovered an island we thought lost for thousands of years.
Well, that seems reason enough. Hand me a bottle of honeymead.
And the young Nugbar?
Fresh water. I got this.
Whoa.
Quite whoa.
Here comes Emil and Keelan.
Keelan strutted confidently down the path towards the beach. Belmont walked closely behind, carrying a stack of books about the size of Keelan.
Just set the books down next to Nugbar.
I can't see anything over all the books.
Drop them there.
Drink?
I have some reading to do.
I'll take one.
I didn't know holy men could drink.
Some can't. My church permits it in moderation.
My father was a cleric.
Really? What church?
Adios.
Ah.
Not familiar.
God of light, common amongst humans and elves.
Who was your father, Emil?
Never met him.
Really?
My mother left me at a temple of Ceratoshis when I was about a year old.
That's awful.
They probably had their reasons.
I was raised by my mother. Father died when I was just a few weeks old.
How did he die? If that's not too personal.
No, it's fine. He sent my mother to Lothmin when I was born. He followed after, but
bandits hit his caravan.
Damn. That's horrible.
What about your mother? You said you were headed to Pike's Point to meet her.
Yeah. About a year ago, Archpaladin Voromir told me he knew where my mother was, gave me a map, and sent me to find her. I was more hopeful than ever I'd get to see her. Then I got to Pike's Point, and she was on her deathbed. She was nearly 80, and she didn't last 2 days after I got there.
Holy man, you make me sad. Nugbar, let's go swim.
Swim!
Emil, you will not believe how many types of dragons there were!
I've got you. Steady breaths. There you go. You're floating. Now move your arms up and down and kick your feet. Ah, perfect!
Yay!
In the shallow, dark blue waters of Herrick, Thimba stood with his lower body submerged, guiding the young Nugbar. His eyes wandered upwards as he followed him. He looked up and saw Marimus, standing in the deeper waters. His chest covered and his arms bobbing freely to his sides, his grey disheveled hair drenched in salt water, his sunken bloodshot eyes stared deeply at the starry sky.
Very good. Come this way now. Good, good. Oh, Marimus. Oh, you've been hitting the ale.
It says there was just the one moon.
What?
Thimbus looked to the sky, only to see a pale white moon staring back at them.
Let's get you to shore. Come on, Nuggy. Need help?
No. Got it.
Good. Oh, come on, just get by the fire.
I think I should get some sleep.
Good idea.
I think I'll get on par with Marimus before I go.
I'm gonna have a piss.
Oh shit.
What was that?
Doesn't sound good.
Let's go.
Come back and get me. I'll send more troops if you need them.
Alright.
The party followed the path deep into the tropical woodland.
Footprints.
They don't look like any of ours.
The footprints led a path around the city to a set of double doors. Leaned upon them was a Nazir Mana, clutching a wound on his abdomen.
With Tien on?
Brednos, Amarkoch.
Brednos?
Here, I'll heal him.
The wounded elf snarled as he slapped Emil's hand away.
Mahaner breath, neither.
He doesn't want a half-elf healing him.
Oh.
Rieral?
Itpum, Oahedir, Ahmen. Aki Alvius.
Five guards are in there. And that boy, Alvius.
Oh no.
Hi, I'm Soup. I play the narrator in Nugbar. Nazaria is based on a homebrew Dungeons & Dragons game that was created by me. Thimbus was created and portrayed by Barkley Brown. Keelan was created by Moose and portrayed by Kit Harrison. Sarin, Marimus, and Alvius were all portrayed by Kellison Forrester. Emil and Clanovius were portrayed by Clark the Bear Angel. Elion was portrayed by Sir Wilhelm. Art for this episode was supplied by Yorsh. You can find his Fiverr link in the description below. Ambience and sound effects were supplied using Sirenscape. Background music was supplied using Dark Fantasy Studio. Alright, thank you all for listening very much, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.